From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're happy that you have joined us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his series in the book of Joshua, as he continues a message entitled, Evidences of the Lord's Presence Among His People. Dr. Cairns is focusing on verses 31 through 34 of Joshua chapter 22. The earlier portions of the chapter relate the reaction of the 9.5 tribes when they heard that the tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh had built an altar of their own on the east side of the Jordan, in the land that had been given to them by Moses. War was averted only when Joshua learned that those tribes had built that altar as a memorial to God and as a reminder to their children that they were part of the people of Israel. In the text, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, responds to the happy outcome with these words, This day we perceive that the Lord is among us. This truth is one that should bring great encouragement to the people of God. Whether in the church or in our personal lives, nothing is more important than the assurance that the Lord is with us. So how can we recognize the Lord's presence? As we'll see, the first mark of God's presence is a preeminent emphasis upon the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, taken from the writings of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Today's text is found in the book of Exodus, chapter 28 and verse 38. The iniquity of the holy things. What a veil is lifted up by these words, and what a disclosure is made! It will be humbling and profitable for us to pause a while and see this sad sight. The iniquities of our public worship, its hypocrisy, formality, lukewarmness, irreverence, wandering of heart, and forgetfulness of God, what a full measure have we there! Our work for the Lord, its emulation, selfishness, carelessness, slackness, unbelief, what a mass of defilement is there! Our private devotions, their laxity, coldness, neglect, sleepiness, and vanity, what a mountain of dead earth is there! If we looked more carefully, we should find this iniquity to be far greater than appears at first sight. Dr. Payson, writing to his brother, said, My parish, as well as my heart, very much resembles the garden of the sluggard. And what is worse, I find that very many of my desires for the amelioration of both proceed either from pride or vanity or indolence. I look at the weeds which overspread my garden and breathe out an earnest wish that they were eradicated. But why? What prompts the wish? It may be that I may walk out and say to myself, In what fine order is my garden kept? This is pride. Or it may be that my neighbors may look over the wall and say, How finely your garden flourishes! This is vanity. Or I may wish for the destruction of the weeds because I am weary of pulling them up. This is indolence. So that even our desires after holiness may be polluted by ill motives. Under the greenest sods, worms hide themselves. We need not look long to discover them. How cheering is the thought that when the high priest bore the iniquity of the holy things, he wore upon his brow the words, Holiness to the Lord. And even so, while Jesus bears our sin, he presents before his Father's face not our unholiness, but his own holiness. Oh, for grace to view our great high priest by the eye of faith.
Sweetheart of prayer, that calls me from
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
You turn the pages of church history, and every now and again, there is a superlative movement of the Spirit of God. There is such a demonstration of the power of God. It seems that the heavens are opened, and God pours out fullness in an unspeakable degree. Things are done that otherwise couldn't be done. More seems to be accomplished in a day than previously had been accomplished in a decade. These extraordinary signs of the presence of God among His people. Oh, for one of the days of the right hand of God. Oh, for a return of such glory. Oh, for a manifestation of such revival. This is a century in America when we sorely need to see revival. And I trust we will not lessen our praying or lose our yearning for those extraordinary proofs of the presence of God among His people. But, and this is very important, the Lord's presence is not confined to times of revival. The Lord Jesus said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And that's true even in the apparently less spectacular times of the church's work and witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. I say that for many reasons. First, because it is so possible to get so caught up with a desire for revival that we despise the ordinary means of grace and the ordinary workings of the Holy Spirit. It was in looking forward to revival that the prophet Zechariah said, who hath despised the day of small things? And our yearning for the great movings of the Spirit of God should not blind us to the continual movings of the Spirit of God. Our desire for extraordinary evidences of the Lord's presence should not take away our thankfulness for the ongoing proofs of the Lord's presence among His people. In fact, I think we could even say that the evident presence of God in the ordinary work and witness of the church is a necessary condition or a necessary preparation for the more extraordinary evidences of revival. Now, every indication of the Lord's presence among His people should be recognized with rejoicing. I think that's very clear in our text today. Phinehas says, we perceive that the Lord is among us. Now, that was a testimony of thankfulness and praise. There had been no thunder, no lightning, no mighty arrows from heaven. There had been no miracles, no signs, no wonders. There had not been anything that the world would think extraordinary. And yet Phinehas says, we perceive the presence of the Lord among us. We perceive that He is here. Remember the scene. In fact, two scenes. Picture in your mind, if you will, the armies of the 2.5 tribes making the trek to their homeland on the east of Jordan. The distance between them and their brethren and the majority of the nation gets greater, obviously, with every step. They finally reach the Jordan. My, what a sight it is for them. Once again to behold their own inheritance, their own wives, their own families, their own homes. What a joy to get home. But then they begin to think. They realize with this river between us, you must remember this is set in ancient times when distances that to us seem small were to them enormous. Barriers which to us seem insignificant were to them great barriers. They looked at that river between them and they said, you know, the time is going to come when those 9.5 tribes will not even recognize us as Israelites. They will not recognize our children as having any rightful place in the camp. They will debar them from the tabernacle of the Lord. They will cut them off from the altar of the Lord. And our children will be left to become heathen without the influence and the working of God through the tabernacle worship. So they raised this great altar to look to, this altar great of sight, not for sacrifice, but for a witness. We also belong to the true altar back in the tabernacle at Shiloh. But then see another scene unfolding. The 9.5 tribes hear, our brethren have raised another altar. What can it mean? It can only mean apostasy. It can only mean that they are declaring their independence not only from us, but from the Lord who brought us all here. They are repeating the sins of former generations. They are falling into idolatry. They are going to call down the wrath of God upon the whole nation. So quickly, the 9.5 tribes assemble their armies and they say, we are ready to march to war. And either these people will capitulate or they'll perish. But first, Phinehas goes on a mission of reconciliation. When he gets there, he finds the truth. This is not a declaration of independence. This is a declaration of unity. This is not an altar of sacrifice. This is an altar of witness. This is simply our testimony to the one true way to God through the altar in the tabernacle in Shiloh. Phinehas realized that God had done a great thing. Not only had he kept the 2.5 tribes from the abject folly of apostasy, but he had kept the 9.5 tribes from the equally great folly of declaring needless war upon their brethren and causing a schism in the nation that would never be healed. And recognizing that, he said, we perceive the Lord is among us. He recognized if the Lord had not been here, these tribes of Israel, despite the fact that they had battled together for the previous 10 or 12 years, they had endured great danger and privations together, they had taken the land together, despite all the things that bound them together, if it had not been for the presence of the Lord, we would all have made utter fools of ourselves, and we would have entered upon a warfare that would have destroyed us all. Left to ourselves, we would have fallen into folly and sin. But the Lord's presence kept them back and blessed them. We perceive the Lord is among us. As I thought of that scene and that statement, I realized that both have an enduring spiritual message. I want us to consider that in this morning's service. The evidences of the Lord's presence working among his people. The evidences of the Lord's presence working among his people. When the Lord is present to work among his people in the ordinary things of the church's witness, he does four things. First of all, he makes much of the person and work of Christ. Phinehas was impressed with the altar being an altar of witness. Now, I'm not going to rehash the ground we covered last week, but remember the importance of that. The altar called Ed pointed to the altar in the tabernacle at Shiloh. It was a witness to the centrality of the altar of burnt sacrifice in the life and the work of all Israel. When Phinehas saw this witness to the one and only way to God, the one and only place of atonement, his heart was lifted up with joy, and he recognized this is an outstanding evidence of the presence of the Lord among his people. Paul tells us, we have an altar whereof they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. And he's speaking of the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the unfailing mark of the presence of God among his people to exalt the person and the work of Jesus Christ. Remember what the Savior said concerning the coming Holy Spirit? He said, he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. That is the mark of the presence of the Holy Spirit. Now let's understand this. This has been difficult for people to grasp, but it has led to more divisions and troubles in the church than many other things. When the Holy Spirit works, at times there is great excitement. When the Holy Spirit works, at times there is such a manifestation of the holiness and the majesty of God that men are smitten to the ground and they cry out to God in an awful agony of soul. At times when the Holy Spirit works, there are physical manifestations of power. You see this in revival after revival. But those are only what we could call the accidental. And I use that in its theological and more philosophical meaning. I don't mean a mere chance. These are the mere accidents of the Holy Spirit's working. These are the things that fall alongside the Spirit's working. They are not the essential evidence of the Spirit's working. And if that is not grasped, it'll lead us into real trouble.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.